And the more that I sat with who sees the best results and who I love working with and who is going to see the most success, the more I came back to this action taker woman, like the woman who sees what she wants, she knows what she wants, and she freaking takes it. Welcome to Make Bank with Marie Wold. I'm Marie, and for the last decade, I've been helping women set and hit unrealistic goals while building their definition of a rich life. This podcast is your ultimate destination for unfiltered discussions about personal development, entrepreneurship, wellness, confidence, wealth building, relationships, and so much more. We're creating our dream lives together, and I'm so glad you're here. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the pod. I'm so glad you're here for a solo episode. And this episode is really about reclaiming your power, reclaiming your own sovereignty in business, in life, and giving you a big fat permission slip to rip up the freaking rule book and do what makes sense for you, and honoring the nudges and the vibes and the answers that are already inside of you. Because the last several months have been a season of me really integrating that stuff and really leaning in to that edge, if you will. And all of this, like this conversation, the reason for this episode coming out the way it's coming out is because this week, as of me recording this, which will have been like last week when this gets published, I burned down a process that was responsible for making my business over $1.5 million. I put the receipts for that on my Instagram feed if you want to see the screenshots. But 'tis true, this process brought in over $1.5 million for my business, and I burned it down. I burned it down, and I'm not looking back. And when I explain like the change that we made, that I made, it might sound kind of simple, but when something has worked so well for so long, and there is like a lot of money on the line, and financial safety and stability, and like the ability to pay my team and all of that, when that feels on the line, it is scary. It's scary to change something that's made you so much money and created so much impact, not to mention like it's responsible for me being in service of hundreds of women. That's freaking scary. And also I did it anyways, and I'm doing it anyways, because I know that this move was the right move. Like I know that this is the right thing to do despite it being scary. And in my experience, the thing that grows you, the thing that gets you to the next level, the thing that expands you is almost always going to be uncomfortable. It's almost always going to feel a bit scary. And when the intuitive download, or when that sense that like this is the right thing first comes in, you almost want to ignore it. You want to like brush it off. You want to downplay it, because accepting it and then actually like acting on it is scary. Like it's scary to act on those, that inner knowing. But I also know from experience that moving through fear and doing the scary thing is exactly where the growth is. And I know that moving through fear is exactly what will make the next 1.5 million and beyond like happen even easier and faster. So I burned down this process last week, and I'll explain all about it. And I burned it down in an instant. But it's not like I made the decision overnight. Like it's not like I felt this nudge and then immediately changed a huge part of how my business operates. No, I have been watching, I've been thinking, I've been feeling into this change for a hot minute. And although it all kind of happened in an instant, like once I clicked a few buttons, it was different, but it was actually very intentional. So to give you a bit of a backstory, I'm not being like intentionally vague, but it requires context for this to really be applicable to you and for this to be the lesson that like it gets to be. So for context, I have been in the online space for a very long time. If you've been a listener, if you've been in my world, you know this. You know that I joke that I'm like a founding father of the online coaching space, the online like fitness influencer space. Like I was an influencer before the word influencer even existed. I was a fitness coach before that was even like an industry, really. And so like I've been here, and for many years, aka the last decade that I've been an entrepreneur, most of the like powers that be, quote unquote, have written the rule book on the best way to do things. Why did I forget along the way that I am a power that is, right? Like why along the way did I outsource my power and just kind of follow what everyone else did on this, in this specific thing? I will say I generally am not like a blind follower. And I won't even say this is blind because it worked and it was aligned for a long time. But like, I gave away my power in this way. And then once it was working, I just kind of like went with it, right? So for many years, most of the powers that be have written the rule book on like the best way to do things. And so in this part of my business, which has to do with the sales process, I did things by the book. I had this certain sales process for my most popular signature industry leading program, Online Coach Kickstart. I had a certain sales process. I by and large didn't post my prices publicly. That also comes from a bit of a trauma response, which we don't need to get into in this episode, but I didn't post my prices publicly. I had every single person apply before I accepted them into my program. And then I would review their application. I would talk to them. I would give them all the details. I'd explain the different pricing options. But it was kind of behind a wall, if you will, not a paywall because it was free to apply, but it was behind a wall where you had to submit an application and your application had to be solid before you got all the details about the program, including the investment options. And it worked for, obviously it worked to the tune of $1.5 million. And for a long time, it felt really good to do it that way. Like I happily followed that kind of blueprint, that precedent in the industry until now. And I guess not even now, but like the past several months, maybe 6 months or more, because the old way of that process has just been feeling off. And I think a big part of that, as I've sat with it more and more, because again, when these disruptive ideas, meaning like it disrupts the status quo, when these disruptive ideas come through, I think it's very normal for our first instinct to be to brush it off, right? Like I think our first instinct is to just rationalize why not rocking the boat is fine and it's great and it's going to be okay. But like you're not here and we're not here to settle for good enough, right? Like all of us are here. Everyone listening to this podcast, like I know the type of people that are in my world. You want great. You want extraordinary. We're not here for good enough. We're not settling for the status quo. And so you have to kind of respect the nudge, but I also totally empathize and understand that when the nudge comes through, when that ping, that inner knowing, that intuitive hit comes through, it's so easy to brush it off, right? Because when I first was like, I think this needs to change, I didn't want to acknowledge it. I didn't give it much weight because making this change felt vulnerable. Making this change felt risky. Making this change felt hard. But I did kind of know that it was inevitable. It was that feeling of this is going to happen. It's just a matter of when and picking your timing. I do think there is some validity to like, you can make a decision. You can know what you're going to do and also not immediately take action. But in hindsight, I wish I would have acted on it sooner. So in this introspective period of coming back to what I believed to be true and how I wanted to do things in my business, because again, I had come to this point where I was like, I think something needs to change. This is feeling off. This is not feeling aligned. This is not even working as well as it used to. Something is off here. This is not hitting the way that it was. And in that process of introspection, I realized that I had been kind of outsourcing my power in this place. Like, I realized that I just did things this way because that's the way I was originally taught years ago, and it worked. It worked well enough, right? But then I realized all along, like, my biggest successes in business have always come from remembering that I am the power of my business. It's not about the powers that be. It's not about the people who are, you know, ahead of me, quote unquote, because yeah, I'm an industry leader in my own right for sure. But like, don't get it twisted. There are definitely people who are still ahead of me. There always will be, no matter what you're doing. But like, I am the power of my business, and all of my biggest successes have come from leaning into my role as like the innovator, the thought leader, the creative, right? And so I gave myself permission to go back into that place and go back into that identity. And so when it comes to this program, Online Coach Kickstart, and the sales process, and knowing that it needed to change, I was thinking about the woman who thrives in Online Coach Kickstart, the woman who thrives with an online coaching business, the woman who like moves fast and gets great results. And I thought about, you know, my most successful clients from that program, and all of my most successful clients and the clients that get the best, fastest results, they don't need a lot of like hand holding, if you will, through the sales process. They don't need to be coddled around the investment. They don't need this big process. The woman who thrives in really any of my programs, but Online Coach Kickstart specifically, is somebody who wants it all. They have come to this point of enough is enough. I'm sick of feeling unfulfilled. I'm sick of not pursuing my passions. I'm sick of settling for the status quo. And I want to change now. Like, I want to do something different now. And she moves fast, and she knows that freedom is waiting for her on the other side of this successful, strategic, sustainable, scalable coaching business, right? She knows that like when she finds this program, when she finds this solution to her problem, she's ready to go all in, right? And she may ask some questions, she may reach out, and I'm always, always, always happy to chat and like go back and forth and talk through things, and or like refer you to something else if it's not the right fit, chat through a fear coming up, what have you. This ideal client, she may ask some questions or she may want to chat through some things, but she doesn't want to wait for all the details or to be forced to go through the motions if she's feeling activated right now, right? She doesn't want to jump through hoops, if you will, and she wants everything laid out for her up front, essentially, right? She doesn't want to buy the way that I've been selling anymore. Like, I think that also buyer behavior has shifted a lot in the last few years. I think that buyers value transparency way more than they used to. Like, when I first launched Online Coach Kickstart over 4 years ago, and things are just different, and I'm different, and the program is different. Like, this program is insanely valuable. Like, it more than pays for itself. In fact, I guarantee it. Like, that's where we're at. That's how good it is. And it is my body of work, right? And it is evolved, and it is elite, and it is for the woman who wants to move fast. And she doesn't want to buy the way that I was selling, right? So I came to my moment of clarity and I ripped up the rule book. So the pivot that I made and how I responded to all of these kind of like inner conversations is, starting now, you can access all the details, including the price, feel the yes, and immediately take action. Like, you can go straight to purchase. You don't have to apply, because the sales page and my content is very, very clear who this is for and who it's not. So you don't have to apply. And to be honest, like, we haven't had a ton of issues of people who are not qualified or not the right fit for this program trying to join anyway. So if you go through the sales page and it's a hell yes, like you can feel the yes and you can immediately take action. You can immediately look at what payment options we have available, which range from, by the way, like pay in full, one payment with a bonus and getting everything immediately, or you can choose a financing option like Affirm or Afterpay and take up to 12 months to pay for it. We also have some in-house payment plans as well. Like there are so many different investment options available, but I think people didn't even realize that before. And second of all, this is a little side tangent, I have a hunch that there were probably a lot of people that looked at this program and saw how juicy it is and saw how transformative it is and saw the 5K results guarantee and saw all the bonuses and were like, if I can't see the price, it's definitely super expensive. And it's not, right? Like it's not. And I know for a fact that there are many more expensive programs that promise a similar transformation, but that's just not like the game that I'm playing with this program. So anyway, the change that I made is now you can immediately access all the details, including the payment options, including the different ways that you can pay, including like all the bonuses. You can move forward with whichever one works best for you, and you can immediately get access to the mentorship and the strategies that you've been missing. Because time and time again, I see that fortune favors the action takers. Like business moves fast, and if you can move fast, and if you can be decisive, and if you can go all in, you are going to be the one that sees the best results. Like you are the one that's going to rise to the top, right? And the more that I sat with who sees the best results and who I love working with and who is going to see the most success, the more I came back to this action taker woman, like the woman who sees what she wants, she knows what she wants, and she freaking takes it. And maybe you have to get a little creative. Maybe you have to get a little resourceful. I certainly did to make my first investment into my business. So that's totally normal. Like that's often just the first problem that you have to solve with entrepreneurship. Like that's the first test, is figuring out how to make your first investment. But if you're willing to do that, if you're willing to get uncomfortable, you can immediately start shifting things. So it feels so good to make this change for Online Coach Kickstart because I have nothing to hide. This program is so tried and true, so proven. The value is so there. Like it's really, really ridiculously there. In fact, like I've had several people tell me you should raise your prices, but that's, again, that's not the game that I'm playing with this program, is being the most expensive on the block. My game with this program is having the most value for the money. While of course still having it be like profitable and sustainable to run, but having it be a price point where if someone really wants this and has a vision, like they can make it happen, especially now that we can freaking spread payments over like a year if you want. So, I mean, I don't know any other program like this that is literally guaranteed to more than pay for itself. I don't know any other program that so thoroughly walks you through the exact process for starting and growing a coaching business. I don't know any other program that has a 5K results guarantee, et cetera, et cetera. That's not really what this episode is about. But like, I think now in hindsight, now that I've taken the action, now that I've done the thing, I've ripped the Band-Aid, I've burned the boats, whatever metaphor you want to use, I just look back and like, why was I even scared? Why was I even worried about this? Like, why was I even hesitating? Because the price is so good. Like the price is so valid. It's such a good value for your money. And the price, like the more people can sit with the price, the more people can marinate, the more they can kind of acclimate to seeing the price. Like, sure, it might be a price point that, people haven't invested in themselves before. It might be a price point that gives that initial sticker shock, but the more times people can sit with it and see it, the more they'll come to understand and like really internalize that the value is a no-brainer, right? And so I think long game, this is really going to serve us. It's going to serve my ideal client. And I have no regrets. Like the only thing is I wish I would have done it sooner, but we all make decisions in due time, right? Like I needed to have my process for this, but the biggest lesson that I've taken away from this change is just the remembrance of like, I have the power in my business. Like I am the power that is in my business. It doesn't matter what the powers that be are saying or teaching. It doesn't matter. I can trust myself, right, to make decisions. And I'm, you know, a decade into entrepreneurship, but there are still things that are an edge. There are still things that are scary. There are still changes that feel vulnerable or feel scary, right? Like there is still stuff like that that comes up all the time. And so why I wanted to kind of make this episode and elaborate on this change is letting you into the thought process and kind of pulling back the curtain of how I thought about this, how I came to this conclusion, how I sat with it. And the fact that if something is scary and if something feels edgy, it's worth looking into. It's worth leaning in and getting curious and seeing why it feels like an edge and what the upside could be. Because for me, like pretty immediately when I knew I had to make this change, when that ping hit me, like it felt inevitable, but I did need to sit with it and I did need to marinate. But ultimately, it comes back to remembering your power and that the only rule of entrepreneurship is that you make the rules. And I say that all the time to my clients, but we don't always automatically practice what we preach. I feel really good that I've course corrected and I'm back to practicing what I preach in this realm, in this facet of my business. There's so many places that I do feel really embodied, but this is a place where I had kind of given away my power, you know, and I had kind of settled for the status quo, even if it wasn't feeling fully aligned. So do I expect that there may be a little bit of like a lag or a little bit of like a transition because I've changed things? Yes. And also, it's going to be worth it. Like, I know that this is in the highest good for me. It's in the highest good for my clients. It's in the highest good of my team. Like, overall, this is such a win for us. But it's scary, right? So this episode, I just wanted to give you kind of a behind the scenes look of like my thought process and decision making and bringing you into the fold on that, because that's something like my clients really get a front row seat on, and they get to ask me questions all the time of like, how do you think about this? Or like, I saw that you changed this or you announced this. Like, what was the thought process? What was the strategy? Especially in my mastermind, like you get, I lift up the hood. Like you are welcome to ask about anything and everything about how I think, what I do, what moves we make, how we do things on the back end, what my team does. You're welcome to see it all, right? And like understand it all, because not many people actually give that kind of access. And I think it's so honestly priceless to just see what your options are and how someone who's quote unquote ahead of you in the journey, how they do it. And so like, there's no gatekeeping in that sense. So I wanted to give a sense of that in this episode and just bring you on the thought process, bring you on the journey. And again, I recognize that changing the sales process for an offer might on paper sound small, but this is a sales process that had made $1.5 million. And so just changing anything that has made you $1.5 million like is scary, right? Because there are the fears of like, what if our conversions totally stop? What if it completely doesn't work? What if the price is taken out of context? What if we're not able to kind of massage the sales pipeline, if you will, because we have less hands-on control over it, right? Like, those things are very real. And especially when I have a team of 10 plus women that I pay every month, it's more on the line. Like, it's not just changing a process. It is, but it's not, right? There's more on the line. There's more to it. And it's scary. But also, you can do hard things. You can trust yourself. And no matter what, it's going to work. Like, no matter what choice you land on, you can make it work. And so that's where I'm at with this offer. If you're curious, because I've talked about like price transparency, but I haven't mentioned the price on this episode yet. If you're curious what the investment is for Online Coach Kickstart, and this, all of these options include the 5K results guarantee. All of these options include the 16 weeks of daily high-level mentorship, personalized feedback, accountability, and support as you implement everything that you learn, and weekly small group coaching calls for that like hot seat personalized coaching. All the options include the world-class curriculum that teaches you so step-by-step the proven strategies, frameworks, and skills to take you from zero to 5K months and beyond. Includes the step-by-step AF, like so unbelievably plug-and-play foolproof resources, including like follow-along workbooks, templates, scripts, swipe files, in-depth checklists for executing everything without ever feeling overwhelmed, and including thousands in bonuses like legal and finance guidance, a contract template, which would normally sell from the contract shop for $495, CEO mindset trainings, content frameworks, et cetera, all of the investment options include all of that. And it's like never a question of will it work, because that's already guaranteed. It's not a question of whether you will do the work, because we both know that you will. And so really all that's left is like choosing which payment plan works best for you. And so the options that we have had for years, and by the way, we haven't raised the price on this offer in years either, is option one, pay in full for $3,900 USD. Option two is our standard monthly plan, which is four monthly payments of $997. And our in-house extended plan is six monthly payments of $730. But we also have third-party options that give you even cheaper six-month payment plans. We have third-party options that include 12-month payment plans, like payment plans as low as $140, like less than $140. So this program is guaranteed to more than pay for itself and has so many different options for you to get started. And so when I say all of that out loud, it's like, why was I ever scared to say the price? Like, it's so worth it. It's so good. It's so good. It's so proven. It's so tried and tested. Why was I ever scared to say the price publicly? And my answer is, I don't know. It's not rational. It's not rational, but I was, you know, and that's showbiz, baby. That is kind of just how entrepreneurship goes. Like, there are going to be times where things are scaly and we have to choose to push through them anyway for the good of the vision, for the good of the collective, for the good of the big picture goals. So allow this to be an invitation to lean into your intuitive knowing. Allow this to be an invitation to lean into the scary decisions that, like, you know you need to make, but you've kind of been avoiding because it's so worth it. And I promise you, when you actually make the decision, when you take the aligned action, it's such a weight lifted. Like, as soon as I made this announcement on Instagram, I took a deep ass breath because I was like, oh my God, finally, this is out there. Finally, this is not something that I have to like sit with for another day. Finally, it's done. And I changed all the buttons on the sales page and all of that. And it felt so freeing. So I promise you, on the other side of the fear that you're feeling is a sense of freedom and relief, but you just have to lean in and push through. And as of me recording this episode, there's actually a couple more bonus one-on-one calls left to celebrate this update, to celebrate this new chapter. I opened up 10 bonus one-on-one calls for new Online Coach Kickstart students. So, and there's, as of me recording this, there's three or four left. So if you would like to get a bonus one-on-one call with me as part of your OCK enrollment, you can go to onlinecoachkickstart.com and choose your payment plan and get immediate access and get cooking. Alternatively, you can lock in your spot, make a payment, and delay your start date for, you know, whenever you want, basically. And we will lock in your bonus calls. So you have all the details. You know where to get even more details and case studies and testimonials and the breakdown of everything that's included, blah, blah, blah. But above all, you have a peek. You have a window into how I made this change, how I thought about it, how it played out mentally and physically, I guess. And I'm so glad that we have arrived here. I'm so glad that this change is in action. And moving forward, you're just going to see a lot more price transparency for all of my offers, whether it's like I pre-sold this bundle of scripts, like scripts for how to re-sign clients, scripts for how to follow up with people, scripts for how to let go of a client or handle hard conversations, like this whole collection of Mad Libs-esque scripts to help you handle the important conversations with eloquence and efficiency and effectiveness. Anyway, like that's a $44 offer, right? So there's really a, well, the pre-sale price is 44, I should say. So there's really like a whole spectrum of offers. There's really a whole spectrum of price points that I've been sitting on, but I've been making it harder than it needs to be for people to buy them because I haven't posted the prices. So that changes now and it feels so freaking good. It feels like a new era. Maybe this is coinciding with my Saturn return. Maybe, because I think my Saturn return was, might have been when my Saturn return like finalized, I don't know the exact word, might have been the day that I announced this, which is crazy. So anyway, I'm just rambling now, but I appreciate you being here. Thank you for listening to the end. And honestly, honestly, if you're still listening to this episode, even if the one-on-one calls are gone, obviously within reason of like when you're listening, but if it's within reason of you listening to this and like technically they're gone, I might just let you have one as an extra and as a thank you for being a real one, as a thank you for listening to the podcast, as a thank you for staying to the end of the episode. So if you want one of those one-on-one calls, send me an Instagram DM. I don't know why I'm like whispering, but like send me an Instagram DM and we'll see what we can do. Obviously within reason, if you're listening to this in like 2027, it's probably gone. It's probably not a thing, but within reason, if you're listening to this and they're gone, but you're a real one, I'll see what I can do, you know? So thank you for listening. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so grateful for you. And until next time, keep making bank.